This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner in for Kai Ryssdal. If you have ever been confused or frustrated by doctors, hospitals, a medical bill, well, of course you have. Whether it's getting a straight answer about billing or a course of treatment, healthcare can be overwhelming and, frankly, intimidating to a lot of us. But there is help out there. Today on our regular personal finance segment, Money Matters, we look at patient advocates. Patients hire them to help them deal with doctors, bills, and just about everything else. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has the story on this fast-growing band of entrepreneurs.
Last year, William Roach was diagnosed with brain cancer.
You're quite thrown off when you first hear it, so you're looking for anybody that can provide some information.
Roach was overwhelmed and had no one he could rely on for independent advice. After a little research, he decided to contact a patient advocate.
Almost immediately, she had some very good thoughts on what I should be looking into, what I should be trying to avoid.
For the next year, Roach checked in with her often to ask about medications and look into options.
This really is an infant profession.
That's Roach's patient advocate, Elizabeth Schuler-Russell. She says there are only a couple hundred patient advocates in the U.S. right now. And a lot of times, doctors have no idea what she does.
They're a little skeptical at first. You know, why are you here? But once we explain that we're there to help manage all the moving parts, they're usually fine with that.
Russell charges $125 an hour for her services, but says most people only need a few hours of her time.
We can help the patients find the right doctors, get great research so that they can become their own best advocates.
And as the healthcare system becomes more complex, more people may need this kind of help, says James Unland, president of the Health Capital Group.
The demand is increasing, and I think it's going to do nothing but grow.
But patients should beware, says Les Funtleiter. He's the author of Healthcare Investing. He says there's no licensing or accreditation for patient advocates, so no actual qualifications are required.
You see this at the beginning of almost any new industry. There are always good ones and bad ones, and hopefully the bad ones get weeded out.
William Roach says he got a good one, and the $2,500 he spent actually saved him money. And he hasn't needed any help in a while.
My MRIs have been clear, and they took me off the chemotherapy I was on. And like most chemotherapies, boy, that's something you'd like to see in the rearview mirror.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.